You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Steph and I'm the host for the show. And the show always consists of two different parts. At the second part of the broadcast is always a shamanic ritual in which you are very much invited to share in the energy. And we consider this ritual very beneficial for you, for everybody as a matter of fact, because it will pull you within a very peaceful and harmonious state within yourself. And the first part, I would like to play a part of a free lesson you can listen to on my website. It's too long to broadcast during a radio show, so I only will play a part. To give you an impression of, you know, what you can do with attention, etc. And to make it a bit more practical. So if you like it and you want to listen more, you can check out my website. You can listen to it there for free. Don't worry. The second part, is, as I said, is the ritual. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any feedback, comments, questions, please feel free to contact us. Okay. Have a good week. Enjoy. Hi, I'm Stefan from Shu'em Healing. And what I would like to introduce to you today is a very simple exercise which you can use in daily life to manage your attention. If you would pay attention right now in this moment, for instance, you can observe within yourself that, as a matter of fact, you just exist. You just are. And within this being, which is very open, very clear, very open, everything arises for you. Thought arises, feelings arise. Everything arises for you. Spontaneously. Just watch now. You're not making these thoughts up. They just pop up. And what you can clearly see is that all these things, you know, claim your attention. They try to pull you along within their story. And when you get involved into the story becomes your story. And to make this very simple, for instance, right now, you just exist, which is undefined being. Yeah. And then within this being, say, an angry thought arises. If you give attention to this angry thought, something very interesting happens. First, you exist and you observe an angry thought. Secondly, you get into the thought and then you become angry. So you could say your identity shifts. Because if you look in yourself, you can clearly see that whatever you give attention, you become. And that's how you create your reality all day long. Everything you give attention unfolds within your perception. You give life to everything by giving attention to it. That's also, if you look in the outside world or in the inside world, why everything is screaming for your attention. Everything and everyone wants your attention. Because that's very valuable stuff. As I said, what you give attention comes to life. And everything that exists wants to live, fights for its life. For instance, if we would, you know, jump in the lake to drown ourselves, you had to connect stones to yourself to drown yourself, because your body will fight for its life. Everything fights for its life. So do your thoughts and your feelings, people around you. So attention is very valuable. And if you just observe within yourself what you factual give attention, that's a quite shocking picture, because no matter what you do, 60 to 70% of the time, all your attention is directed towards what we would call the inner monologue. is that eternal chatter that you have within yourself. And if you would observe that, you could clearly see that these chatter or these thoughts define your reality all the time. And by that, I mean that if you just watch, you could clearly see that all these thoughts tell you, this is this, this is that, this is nice, this is stupid. They define your reality, they tell you what something is in relation to you. And of course, you only can do that if you compare this moment to a moment you have experienced before, otherwise you cannot say anything about it. Which means you always look at life through the glasses of yesterday, which of course is a very limited view on the here and now, because this is a different moment. Another thing you can clearly observe with these thoughts is, very often they tell you all the time that it should be different than it factual is. I should be telling you something different. I would preferably look different, have a different background. The sound quality should be different. You should be sitting different. Why is the sun not shining? All the time, the thoughts tell us that things should be different than they are. Well, of course, that's not a very smooth way to happiness and contentment. As long as you think things should be different, you're not happy with how it is. It's discontentment. And another aspect from all these thoughts arising is that I assume you want to experience something beyond yourself by doing this course. But as long as your field of perception is filled with, your thoughts, your dreams, your wishes, your complaints, your opinions, it's filled with you. And all these special states are called transpersonal states, which indicates they're beyond you. So in order to experience these states, you have to get a little bit out of the way. Because right now, and you can observe it in this moment within yourself, a lot of your attention is in this mechanism within yourself, telling yourself, defining for yourself. And by defining it, you say it's like this and this. And in that way, you get a very limited view on life. So in order to get some grip on this mechanism, and this whole mechanism of, as a matter of fact, it should be giving attention, but now it's claiming attention. You should get some grip on that, because otherwise have no chance at all. Because right now, everything that appears to you defines who you are, which makes you very unstable and unhappy. This happens, you're happy, this happens, and you're very unhappy. So you go from left to right, from bang, bang, bang. The silly thing is, the fact that everything is begging for our attention means we are the boss. They beg for your attention. So, instead of always giving in and being the slave of everything that demands your attention, I think it's very beneficial for you to try to get into the position of the boss. Because all this attention which gets claimed is yours to give. It's your attention. And right now, you let the things decide what gets attention. I think it's better for you when you decide what gets attention. Because then you can give attention to the things that create harmony in your life, instead of giving attention to all these things that make you unhappy and make you full of discontentment. It's a poor state. And I wish better for you. And you can help yourself in a very simple way. The only thing you have to do is to withdraw your attention from the content of your consciousness. You have to withdraw your attention from all this internal chatter, which is all about you, all about me, all about I. By the way, the Latin word for I is ego, and egoistical people are not nice people. Why not? Because they're always only involved with their concern. It's all about me. So if you want to become a more harmonious person, I strongly advise you to do something which distracts this attention from this me. And what you see all around the globe is that all mystical cultures, mystical traditions, they teach you to shift your attention from the internal chatter, mostly to body perception. Your body just is. Right now, in this moment, your body's just here. Doesn't have a hidden agenda or whatever thing, or no, it just is. So by giving attention to your body, you can use that as an anchor for your attention. Because right now, you just look now inside, you can see that your thoughts go everywhere, your feelings go everywhere, and meanwhile you're sitting here. That's not a very powerful state. You're most powerful when your thoughts, your feelings, your will, and your body are all aligned in the same thing. That's called being here and now. Because all these thoughts go about yesterday, about Pete, about Spain, about anywhere except right now, here. So the best thing you can do is give attention to the physical presence of your body. And a very simple thing which you can do in any circumstance, and which I strongly recommend to you right now, is just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. And every time something appears within your perception that's claiming your attention, a thought telling you what you think about it, or what it is, or you compare, whatever appears within you, just leave it. And direct your attention back to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Don't think about it. Feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Oh, every 8 seconds or so, there's a thought popping up, telling you something different. Ignore them. Don't push them away. Just ignore them and pay attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because that will bring your attention to where you actually are. Just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what you think about it, no matter what you feel about it, whatever, just feel your feet on the ground. And I recommend you to close your eyes. It's easier to concentrate. Just ignore everything within you, everything you perceive, and direct your attention to your feet. Not because that's so interesting, because it's not. But thought and mind want something new, something exciting, something whatever, all the time. That's why you're running all the time. That's why you're always busy on the inside. Now ignore that. And feel your feet on the ground. Nothing more, nothing less. Feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. In all our lessons, we always start with what I would call the gathering of your attention. Because you can do all sort of nice spiritual exercises, but as long as your thoughts go to the left and your feelings to the right, and you want something else and you are here right now, I don't think that's very useful. So first bring your attention where you actually are. So just feel your feet on the ground. And every time something tries to pull you away from being in the here and now, ignore it and bring your attention back within this focus. Just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what you experience else. Just feel your feet. Feel your feet on the ground. Don't think about it. Don't dream about it. Just feel your feet. Before you do something, always first bring an end to the turmoil. Otherwise, you just see your turmoil. So feel your feet on the ground. And you can do this in any life circumstance. Wherever you are, your feet are there, always. Nobody has to know, but I guarantee you, by practicing this in daily life, your life will dramatically change, drastically change, in a very unexpected way, which I strongly recommend. Don't think about it, just do it. Just feel your feet on the ground. It's the only thing you have to do. You don't have to understand it, you don't have to read about it, you don't have to know something about it, you just have to do it, and everything, I guarantee you, will reveal itself. Everything depends on your persistence. Just feel your feet on the ground. And you will notice that all these thoughts and all these feelings will start screaming for your attention. Because you withhold them, their food, their life force. You are their life force. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because all these thoughts and feelings and opinions which we are so proud in traditional cultures are called devils and demons, because they claim your attention. They suck on your life force. They only exist on your life force. And they make your life miserable. Just watch, you know. Just watch in your daily life. So get out of the position of the slave and get into the position of the boss. Feel your feet on the ground. You got to decide where your attention is going to. And no, not with your mind. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because now all your attention slips in all these things unconsciously. But by giving it attention, it will unfold, either conscious or unconscious. That's why life of most people is such a mess. But just feel your feet on the ground. And you can start making an end to that. And keep it extremely simple. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel the contact. And by doing that, trying that, you will see, even in a short period, as you know, this lesson, you will see that you will become much more peaceful, much more quiet, much more in contact with here and now, with you. Don't think about it, just do it. Because reading the menu and not ordering dinner, not eating, won't satisfy your hunger. I invite you to eat, just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. And by doing this every time over and over again, slowly, slowly you will become stronger than the things that claim your attention. You are stronger because you are the boss. You just have the bad habit of going with whatever arises within you. Learn yourself a new habit. Learn yourself to rest within yourself in peace. And you will see that you can deal with life in a much more harmonious and practical way, without all your worries, without all your problems. And yes, difficulties will be there, but you will be dealing with them in a much more practical way. Because you won't be spending 70% of your time thinking all this psychological nonsense about it. But just feel your feet on the ground. Bring your attention where you actually are.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.